Om Shanti. So today is Sunday and we are going to revise today's Avyakta Murli. This Murli is about Rajasatta and Dharmasatta, the power or authority of ruling and authority of religion. Recently we discussed about different methods of reading Murli. We'll try to use those different methods. You're going to listen this Murli after some time. So, we'll try to use word method, sentence method, topic method, as we discussed the other day, that use all the methods or one method or many methods at the same time and go into the depth of the Murli. So, we will try to use almost all the methods in this Murli. Okay? So, we'll begin this Murli. This is a very, very beautiful Murli on two important topics of ruling power and power of purity. So, I'll begin with a very short story. This is a Chinese story. There was once a Zen monk, and he was very realized person, a very pure being, and there was a woman who used to look after him every day. She looked after him for almost 30 years. And this Zen monk or enlightened person also started becoming old. At the same time, the woman also became old and she was on her deathbed, about to die. So, one day she called a woman from the village and told that woman that I served this person for 30 years but I always had the doubt that he is not a realized master. Somewhere he is lacking somewhere. So, you do one thing, I just want to have a check whether he really is a realized master or whether he really is situated in that highest stage of celibacy. So, what you do, she calls that woman, young woman, you go to his hut in the dead of the night and just stand there at the door. So, this woman, young woman, she goes to that monk in the dead of the night and stands there at his door. The moment that monk sees that woman, he becomes little restless to see her. And this monk had seen that woman many times in the past also. So somewhere he is restless, somewhere he gets agitated, somewhere he becomes passionate just seeing her. And then he comes out of his hut and starts shouting at that woman, "Why you came here? Don't try to touch me. Just get out of this place," and so on and so forth. He keeps on shouting at that woman and she goes away. The next day, the first lady, the one who served this master for 30 years, she asked that woman, what was your experience? And she says that, "I went to that man and he started shouting at me. He started telling me that don't touch me, don't come near me, go out of this place," and so on. So, this woman who is about to die, she says, "This man, this Zen master, he has never realized the truth. And I served him for 30 years, but the seed of impurity is still in his heart. The seed of impurity, lust is still there in his heart. Because this lust manifests in two forms. One is positive form, another is negative form. This was the negative form. Negative form is to have hatred, is to run away, is to shout. Why this man was afraid of this woman? If his heart was really clean, if his heart was really pure, there was no need of shouting at her. There was no need of screaming, abusing, and all those things which he did. There was some sort of lust lurking in his heart within. And that's why it was a maintained purity, a feigned, a counterfeit purity, which he maintained throughout the life. A sort of suppressed feelings of impurity were always there, and he never worked on them. And the moment they got a trigger, that tried to come out. So this woman says, this master whom I served had a maintained purity. It was just a show of purity, but he was never very much pure to the core. Why I'm telling all these things? Because in today's Murli, Baba has talked about purity. In Hindi, the word is dharna and dharma. These are the two words. I don't think there is any word which can translate the word dharma. It's such a great word. This is a very poor translation of the word dharma. So Baba says, there's another word which Baba quite often uses, and that is dharana. You have the dharana now, then only you can establish the religion of purity. Otherwise, no. How much you have imbibed this power of dharana, power of dharana. This itself is a power. You know, dharana, the person who is having all the dharana, in fact is powerful, because he possesses the power of dharana. There are different types of powers we have seen. One is the power of speech, and another is the power of action. Okay? One is the power of yoga, silence. But this here, Baba is talking about power of dharana. Whatever I am speaking, have I become the embodiment of that? If I have to talk on purity, to what extent my mind has become pure? To what extent my every thought is pure? To what extent my every dream is pure? To what extent my attitude is pure? We receive so many letters and so many emails and so many WhatsApps from so many Kumars and so many other married, unmarried people. They are writing to us that we are having bad dreams, vicious dreams, this and that dreams. Sometimes I wonder why all these things are happening. Baba has given such an elevated knowledge. Why are they not going into the depth of this? Why? What is the reason? When Baba is talking about purity everywhere, Baba has talked about this purity in such strictest terms. You go and read the Murlis of 69 and Murlis of 2003, 15th November, where Baba has said that don't think it is an ordinary thing. It just happened. Don't say. Don't take it ordinary. Hear with your ears open. So, purity means to what extent our thoughts have become pure, to what extent our dreams have become pure, our attitude, our drishti, our everything. So everything to that extent pure is the definition of purity. So I was talking about power of dharana. Power of dharana. So this is a word. Okay? This is word method. Work on this today. What is power of dharana? What is power of dharana? Baba says to imbibe, to inculcate this power of dharana now, and then you become powerful. So first thing is about purity. What is the praise of purity? Purity is the greatest decoration of this Brahmin life. Baba said it is a crown of light. Baba said purity is the thing that it helps to make the impure world pure. The souls who are burning in the vices, it cools down those souls. It gives the third eye to the sightless. It is the power that has sustained this world, that has protected this world, this building of the world from falling down. Otherwise, long back, the world would have been in a deteriorated condition. So it is the power of purity that sustained. How much this purity I have imbibed within myself. The greatest hurdle in this yajna today is impurity. If at all one word, this is impurity. because the reasons are also so obvious. If you see the entire fabric, the entire structure of technology around, you see everywhere there are stimulus, all those fillips for impurity. So soul who is not protected with jnana, whose soul is not protected with meditation, is always vulnerable for the onslaughts of impurity. So the first thing to focus is purity. And that purity should be very natural purity. It should not be a strained one. It should not be forced one. It should not be something you are doing out of compulsion, out of force. That sort of purity we don't want. Just as this man, Zen monk, who was pure whole life, he was celibate whole life, but even after becoming old, after seeing a woman, he is restless. Something is happening. He is fearful. Why? Probably he has not understood that purity in depth. And the foundation of purity is brahmacharya, celibacy. Without that unbroken brahmacharya, purity is not possible. And the greatest sadhana one has to do is for this brahmacharya. Without sadhana, brahmacharya cannot be maintained. Somebody says that I do my service, I do Amrit Vela, I listen Murli, then I do my service whole day, and then do some yoga, and then I go to sleep. This is not enough. You require a very in-depth knowledge of purity, in-depth study of purity, because you have so many examples around. All those who left this yajna, there was only one reason all the time, and that was impurity. On the surface, you see so many other reasons. There was a conflict, he did not have good room, or his partner were not good, his boss was not good. On the surface, you see so many reasons. So many I have seen, even to that extent that they fall down from their stage and they take the path of suicide. I'm talking about BKs. This happens. Why? Why we are not focusing on this purity? So, authority of religion means to be pure. Authority of religion means to be virtuous, completely virtuous. Authority of purity, Baba has talked about three specialities. What are they? Three specialities. First is transformation. All the religious leaders who came, Jesus Christ, Muhammad, everybody, you study their lives. They were so powerful that people followed them just like that. It's not out of just because of their teachings. If you see, study the history, just see, there was Hindu religion which was there. And all of a sudden, Mahatma Buddha came. His teachings were absolutely against all Vedas. He was talking about to the extent of atheism, no God. He's silent on God. But still, how is it that people gave up Hindu religion and followed him? When Buddha came, people gave up Hindu religion, they gave up scriptures, all the Hindus got converted into Buddhist. Why? What power was there in his speech or in his entire behavior or in his entire, he was the embodiment of everything. So, look at this. What they did? He transformed others. After Buddha, after a few years, Shankaracharya came. Shankaracharya was again talking about scriptures. All those people who had become Buddhist again got converted into Hindu. Because he was so powerful. He defeated almost everybody in his spiritual debates. Now he established monism. Monism is non-dualism, Advaitavad. Everything is one Brahman, Sarva Khalvidam Brahma. If you study him, this is what philosophy he said. After some time, maybe after few years or for 100, 200 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He started teaching about bhakti, which is almost against your Advaitavad. So now people gave up Shankaracharya and they started following Chaitanya. And from there Bhakti Marga started. The path of devotion started from that point. So you see the history, one person comes, he propounds one philosophy, everybody is after him. He goes, after some time another person comes. He tells some philosophy, everybody is after him. Why? Because these are very powerful souls. Baba is talking that you are the basis of that future religion. So you have that authority of religion. So what you have to do is transformation. What transformation? For self and then transformation of others. That is one. Second is paripakvata. That is English word. And very vaguely translated into English as firmness. I will say it should be maturity. But the inside explanation is about firmness. Because religion means, Baba said, second quality or second speciality means you remain firm. There would be oppositions. There would be onslaughts. There would be, people would defame you. People would try to pull you down. But all those people never fluctuated. So in this path of purity also, all those things will happen. People will try to pull you down on this path of purity. There would be so many temptations in different form, because as you progress ahead in spiritual life, Maya also approaches you in new ways. But that is why the word is paripakvata, means maturity, spiritual maturity. You don't get influenced by anybody. So that is second. Third is humility. Authority of religion means humility. Humility will reveal your virtues. That's what Baba said. To the extent that you become spiritual, you have to become more humble. Otherwise, it is not the sign of religion. All the religious leaders, study their life. They all were so humble. Not just religious leader, even those philosophers who were very much virtuous, they all were opposed. Socrates, he was poisoned to death. What was his fault? Because he was telling the truth, but because those pandits, those religious people, they could not tolerate. What was the fault of Jesus Christ? Why those people who were there around, they crucified him? What was the fault of Mansur? If you study the lives of all this, what was the fault of Mahatma Buddha? He was pelted with stones. What was the fault of Mahavir, Vardhaman? All these people had to undergo those opposition, atrocities. People never praised them. Some people praised them, but there were others, traducers. They always tried to defame them. But still they were very firm. So in this path of purity also we have to remain very, very, very firm. No matter what happens, let the whole world go against us, we will not flinch from this path. We have to remain completely unshakable and immovable in this path of purity. Because this is the basis of Brahmin life. If purity is gone, everything is gone. If purity is there, everything is there. If purity is there, everything will come behind purity. If purity is not there, what you have, even that will be lost. Where my purity is getting broken? What I am doing, which is against the principle of purity? What I am seeing? What is in front of my eyes? What I see? What I hear? What I speak? What I touch? Is any one of these things is stimulating the sensual desires within? We have to purify all the sensual and sexual desires. The hormones which are there, they should get purified completely. People come to us and they say, we get vicious dreams. I just wonder, in my life, if you ask me personally, never, from my childhood till now, I ever remember having ever got any vicious dream, any time. Even on the before knowledge also, I don't remember. I used to see when I was in MBBS, all those people who were there in our batch, they were all so vicious. They used to do all those things. But I was the only person in one way. I feel myself to be fortunate that I was protected in that atmosphere all the time. How can one get a vicious dream? It must be there happening in the whole day. Then only it will come at night. Otherwise how it will come? So that extreme level of purity is needed. Past birth sanskars are also there, always there. But then we have to work on them. Now we have got knowledge of everything. What is you are doing in the whole day? That is very important. They can overshadow even the past birth sanskars. If you have whole day elevated thoughts, how can past the birth sanskar attack you? Just imagine we all are sitting in yoga. in your Shantistam or in meditation hall. If a person has got little purity, he will get afflicted. Even little purity. It's only when you are not at all connected with God, that time those vicious thoughts attack you. Even the thoughts of the previous births, even the sanskars of the previous births, how they attack you? Because somewhere you are giving them opportunity so that they attack you. So, akhanda, unbroken, undivided, unbroken, undivided celibacy. Such power of celibacy alone will give and instill in you the power of dharana. And that is the power of authority of religion. You are the basis of. Baba has said, check your chart. Bab Dada is checking your chart today. He has said this. Bab Dada is checking your chart. Of all the children, to what extent you have all the rights? How much you are keeping the balance of these two? Purity and ruling. Purity and ruling. Power of religion, authority of religion and authority of your ruling. Rajasatta and Dharmasatta. We are the foundation of that Dharmasatta. So this is about purity. There we need to understand this purity in great depths. In great depths. There was one Murli, I remember. It's a very, probably nowadays I think they have removed that word from there. Baba has said about getting marriage. He is talking about marriage. They marry on the very second day, they break their purity. Mansakar Murli is there. They marry and on the very second day, they break their purity. In one Murli, Baba has asked about two Kumars. How many of you Kumars say that we are following principles of celibacy? And in the same Murli, Baba said, if any young Kumar says yes, Baba doesn't believe. Baba doesn't believe. So, this impurity is so much ingrained and it is coming from so many births. It's only that your soul becomes so pure that you are also able to see the previous births. And you burn the sanskar. One of the yoga experiments I had done long back was, see all your 63 births. Okay? Go to one birth and burn the purity of that birth. Start from copperage. Start burning the impurity of all the births. Go to see that I am in golden age, then I am in copper, this silver age. Now I have entered the first birth of copper age. Go to that birth, okay, and burn all the impure sanskars of that first birth. First, then second, then third, then fourth, then fifth, then sixth, then seventh. Burn the sanskars of all the 63 births, of impure births. Burn the impurity sanskars of all these births. Or you can take a chunk of 5 births at one time, burn them. You imagine that some flame is going out from there and you are burning them. Because, you know, somewhere we have been, all the time, there must be some period where we were body conscious and we entered into vices. And those sanskars are still there. And one important thing, if you eat something very delicious, that sanskar doesn't stay for long, maybe one birth. But the person who indulges in lust, that sanskar is very deep. That is carried forward in next birth. That is why you see blind people, even they carry this sanskars of lust. Why? They have never seen a woman. A blind woman has never seen a man. Still, she or he carries the sanskars of birth, this impurity. Why? Of the previous births. Because this sanskar of lust, of vice, is so strong, so powerful, that it tries to come out. It just needs a fillip. Fillip means a stimulus, a trigger. The moment you get a trigger, the Lucifer effect starts. Yeah, fillip is required, just a small Lucifer effect. People who are in Gyan for 50 years, 60 years, 10 years, 20 years, still they suddenly feel that uncontrollable urge, uncontrollable attraction body suddenly, and they fall down. So This is very important, to work on purity. Everyone, without barring anyone, should work on this, should check oneself, where this purity is getting broken. What are the principles, and read about impurity more and more. Most important thing is reading about it. We stop reading about it. Try to understand this. This is not a new subject. From Copper Age, many people have tried to be pure, and they have been successful, some of them. But why they fell down? We need to study others for this also. Why they fell down? What is the reason? So, hence talking of purity to the extent that even dreams become pure. Second part of this Murli is authority of ruling. In this ruling, Baba has talked 6 points. First, this authority of ruling means to have a right to be embodiment of all the rights. Second, you should be able to use this power as and when required, and as per the law and order. That is the third point. Fourth is, you should be full of all the treasures, so that you should be able to fill others with those treasures. And last two important points are, one is giving spiritual sustenance, and sixth is about having unbroken and united kingdom. First we'll discuss about unbroken and united kingdom. Unbroken and united kingdom means there should not be sanskars of dependency. Adhinta. Sanskars of dependency. Now take this as a second topic for today's journey. What are the sanskars of dependency? There we will divide this topic into 4-6 points. First, physical dependency. Second, mental dependency. Mental again two. Intellectual and emotional. Third, spiritual dependency. So, three different types of dependency, adhinta, on others. First is physical. Physical dependency means that you require in old age, when you are diseased, you are sick, you are ill, or sometimes even like that also. You are dependent on others for physical things. Physically you are dependent on others. As much as possible. Recently one very senior sister had come from Patna. I forgot her name. Almost she was a dadi. What was her name? She had come from Patna. She is from Patna. She is like a dadi only. Very old. So I... Chandra Dadi, yes, right, Chandra Dadi. She had come to OPD. She doesn't want that other sister to hold her hand also. Let me be independent, I will walk independently. Out. Don't touch me. I will walk independently, I will sit. She is having little problem in getting up, but she doesn't want any help. She is so, and she is so proud of that. Ki I am independent. All my reports are normal. Even before I saw those reports, she said they are normal. You can see. She is so confident about everything. So she is independent even physically. She doesn't want anybody to hold her hand and walk. She doesn't like that. I really love that. Yesterday only, day before yesterday she came. So independence. Physically independent. Second is mental dependency. Mental, two types. Emotional. We depend on others for emotionally. I am dependent on others. I want expectations, praise, hopes, all those things we discussed. Why we are emotionally dependent? This is a very, very good topic. Of all the topics, this is the most important. How to become emotionally independent? Why I am depending on others emotionally? So emotional independence is very important. Intellectual independence. To depend on others for churning. Dr. Puri, depending on others for churning. So, this happens many times, everybody, it happens. Like sometimes, even for me, when I am given a topic, so sometimes I will send to Sushil Bhai or somebody, please give me some points for this. So, I do that many times. So, we have that habit. It's a good thing also, it's not a bad thing. For Gyan, you should do it. It's sort of sharing or exchanging, combined efforts. But sometimes that itself can become a burden. Because that person, if he doesn't give me his churning, I am lost. I have to speak tomorrow and I have not got any inputs from others. So, but even that should not be there. Depending on others for Gyan, for churning, that dependency is also not needed. So dependency. on this. So another, this is intellectual. Intellectual and emotional. And last is spiritual. What is spiritual dependency? Baba said, finish this sanskaras of dependency. What is spiritual dependency? For purushartha. For palna, for efforts. If everybody does the purushartha, I also do. If they don't do, I will not do. I will wait. I will wait till they make a yoga program. Till they announce that bhakti dates are these three. Till that time I will wait. So this is a spiritual dependency. So finish the sanskars of dependency. This is the sixth point. Fifth is a very important point. Ruhani palna. Spiritual sustenance. You have to give spiritual sustenance to the whole world so that they feel that you are ancestors. They feel that yes, they have become very strong. They are not weak. They feel that yes, you are the ones whom they can bank on. So they should feel that. So, and we have to give that spiritual sustenance. Baba is telling us to become a king. So I was just thinking, what are the qualities of a king? A king, how able, a just, a best king should be. In those days they were kings. Now it is administrators, managers, HR, or this, you can say, these people are there, bosses. CMD, director, all those people are there. So CEO, so director, so all those people are there now in this. And everybody is somewhere administrator. Maybe of small department, maybe of one person, two persons, or oneself. So, what are the qualities of a greatest king? You study the all the, if you take the 10 greatest king of India, like starts from Chandragupta Maurya, Ashoka, used to come to Akbar, used to come to Maharana Pratap, Rajput, you come to go to Maharashtra, Shivaji, you go to Punjab, Ranjit Singh, you go to Jhansi Rani, and you go to Prithviraj Chauhan. So these are all some of the greatest king. Kanishka, you go to Harshavardhan. So these are some of the greatest kings. Study the lives of all the greatest kings. All this. Samudragupta, founder of the Gupta dynasty. His son Chandragupta I, founder. He also. These are all the greatest kings of this world. What qualities were there? And they say, if you Vikramaditya, Chanakya is a king maker. He is not king. He creates king. He doesn't become king. He never become king anytime. He is a kingmaker. So, if you, then, I was just going through one statistic, they named Chandragupta Maurya as the topmost of all the kings. If you see other kings, there were some faults in their lives. But they placed Chandragupta Maurya at the top. Why? If you study his life, he was very much in purity. All others, some fragments of impurity is there. But Chandragupta Maurya, he was focused. He had, but his guru was always standing with a stick. His guru was always standing with a stick to guide him to, and others they did not have. Ashoka did not get Chanakya to that extent which Chandragupta Maurya got. And all those, they were also good king, I am not saying, but they placed Chandragupta because he is the first person who united the entire India. One undivided India. India was divided into 16 janpads. He united that. So, and there were so many qualities. What are the qualities of king? Kamlesh? Then? Powerful, courageous, valorous. Then? Fearless. No fear. Then? Mercy. Love. Love for the subjects. Caring for the subjects. Going at night and seeing their conditions. Then? They will protect their kingdom. So powerful. So decisive making, administrator, giver, all those things, donors, they are very bestower of everything. Very generous, magnanimous. So these are some of the qualities. Baba is telling us, you become king now, that you can become king there. You should have this six qualities. You should be embodiment of all the rights. You should have, be able to use all the physical and subtle powers, both, whenever you want. Physical powers also, subtle powers also. Spiritual sustenance and united, one kingdom. That is the last point which Baba said. There he is saying that you have to free others from dependency. Sanskars of adhinta. So from this ruling things, what we can take as a homework is, one, how to give spiritual sustenance. And second, how to get rid of sanskars of dependency. These are the two homeworks. And from that point of dharmasatta, purity, to what extent I have become pure, one. Second, virtuous. Third, transformation. Fourth, firmness, paripakvata. And fifth is the last point about humility. So these are the 5 points in purity and 6 points in ruling, dharma satta. So this was all about today's Murli and some few important things here. In while meeting with group, Baba is talking about your speed of transformation should be very fast. Your speed of transformation should be fast. Otherwise, weakness will remain. Weakness means kamzori. If weakness is there, you will go to that bow and arrow command. And you will be go to moon dynasty. So whether you want to go to moon dynasty or sun dynasty. Sun dynasty means sun. Very sharp, blazing sun. Moon is cool. So don't become cool in purushartha. In efforts. You should be cool in your vyavahar, in your behavior, demeanor. But in your efforts, you should be like sun. Blazing sun, scorching sun, roasting sun. As if an oven, burning sun. You know that oven? Microwave. That sort of temperature should be there in your purushartha. Very high temperature. Niklesh bhai, that sort of temperature is required here. So that you can burn all your previous sanskars of impurity and at the same time you should be able to burn sanskars of impurity of others. Volcano. You should be like a blazing volcano. Active volcano. Not that dormant one. Not that inactive one. Not that dead one. But the lava should be coming out all the time. From here, and burning everything, burning away everything. So that sort of purity, that sort of yoga is required, that sort of transformation is required. Transform means you are changed. Just as you burn something, what is remaining? Suppose this wood is burnt. What is remaining? Ashes, black. You can't change, you can't even notice this is the same wood. So in the similar manner, all those sanskars of impurity, those fragments, little tidbits of impurity, everything should be burnt. So how the impurity will come in your dreams or your thoughts, in your imagination even. It starts with imagination, you starts with sexual fantasies. And from there the mind starts wandering. And it goes somewhere. Person sitting in Madhuban and he reaches somewhere. How? Because these are the sanskars of impurity hidden there. So first is to accept it is there, see them. The way to get rid of this impurity is to know it. Is to know it. The moment you know it, it will finish. Know the seed and you burn the seed. Last Sunday. Know the seed, you burn the seed. The seed is there here. Don't say that I have become very pure. Your test of impurity would be, if suppose you are in the middle of some metro city, walking around there, all people are there, moving around, all plays and all dance of impurity around, and still you remain untouched. That is the level of your purity should be. It is not running away. I am sitting in Madhuban, I am feeling I am very pure, supremely pure. That is good. That is a sadhana. But the test of that purity would be there, outside. Outside. Where everywhere you see the wild and the lustful dance of impurity. Amidst that impurity, amidst that atmosphere, you remain pure. You remain untouched. You feel all these are dead bodies. Dancing dead bodies, cadavers. So that level of purity, we have to, even a step higher than that, mercy. First is for self-protection and then even mercy for them, what are all these people doing here? There was one Haridas, a very great saint in Indian mythology, who was a disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to do mantra jap, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There was one person who was opposed to him or his enemy. He sent a prostitute to him. Every day that prostitute used to come to him. He used to tell her, just sit, I will finish this and I will talk with you. So every day she used to come. He used to say, just after 5 minutes, then after 1 hour, and he would continue his chanting, chanting, chanting. She would to come every day, morning till evening, she would to sit. After few days or few months, she also turns into a devotee. So this power was there into, she had come to seduce him. She came as a seductress. But she changed. She was changed. So this is the power of purity. So that's what Baba has said. This transformation should be very, very, very fast. And then there are a few questions. These are from different Murli of 8th February, 2nd August, 2nd August 73. The Baba has talked about methods. Right method should be there. Three ways and three forms of service. I will not go into detail of this. Time is getting over. What is perfect stage? What is powerful stage? And then something about some little confusion of an object and respect. It is objective actually. Objective means your main object and respect. You can go through that. So just remember these 6 points of ruling and 5 points of purity. Okay? Om Shanti.